Now, scientists at the University of Edinburgh have discovered some very rare dinosaur tracks in the rocks on the coast of Skye. Some of the footprints are 70 centimetres, more than 2 feet in diameter, and have been left etched into the rock. Well, the team was led by Dr. Steve Brusatti, and we sent the BBC's best dinosaur expert, Gregor Wands, to Dr. Brusatti's lab to find out more.
How did you want to become a paleontologist?
So, how old are you, Gregor?
Five.
You're five. Okay, so when I was your age, I didn't know anything about dinosaurs. I didn't care about dinosaurs at all. I maybe heard about T-Rex. That was maybe the only dinosaur I had ever heard of. But when I was about 10 years older than that, when I was a teenager in high school back in America, that's when I started to become obsessed with dinosaurs. And I started to study a lot about dinosaurs and visit a lot of museums. And I decided to become a paleontologist.
What did you find on the island of Skye? I know one of them is the footprints, but I want to know another one.
Yeah, well, the exciting things that we've found on Skye, a lot of different dinosaur bones, and there's some bones here on the table that you can see, like that's a chunk of a bone of a plant-eating dinosaur. And here I'll show you the tooth of a small little raptor dinosaur.
Okay, I might.
It's tiny, but look at it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a real dinosaur tooth from a velociraptor type of dinosaur.
Very, very, very gentle just to look at it.
Yeah, so it's small, but...
That wee rock there, I just see that we just up to see, Daddy.
Inside the rock.
Yes.
Wow. So that's a real fossil. So if you go to the Isle of Skye... You can find fossils like that. So if you ever go there on holiday, you should keep your eyes open because when you're walking on the beach, you might find these kind of things. But you also mentioned the other thing that we found on the beach, and that's the really exciting thing, and that's all of these new dinosaur footprints. So
yes.
We found the biggest dinosaur site that's ever been found in Scotland before. Hundreds of footprints of these big, long-necked dinosaurs, the Diplodocus, Brontosaurus type of dinosaurs.
The sauropods.
Yeah, you know your stuff.
How big were these dinosaurs' footprints?
So, we're really excited about these footprints because there were so many of them living in Scotland, and you can find all their footprints, and we found them earlier this year. We were out in the northern part of the Isle of Skye, and we were working on the beach, and the tide was coming in and it was getting late. It was about 7 o'clock at night. And so it was getting dark. So we were starting to go back to where we were staying. And then my friend Tom and I, who also works at the university here, we were walking back and we noticed these big kind of holes in the rock. And we looked at each other. We kind of gave each other a look. You know, that's kind of weird. Like, why would there be these holes in the rock? And they were big. They were about this big, about 50, 60 centimeters wide, big, big holes. And we started to see that they weren't random, but there was like a series of them, like kind of in a zigzag line. And then there was another line over there and another line over there. And it's getting cold and it's getting dark, but we're getting really excited because we realize that they are dinosaur footprints. And not any dinosaur footprints, but really big dinosaurs. Dinosaurs that were probably 15 meters long and probably weighed 15 or 20 tons. And they lived 170 million years ago. So they lived so long ago, more than 100 million years before T-Rex, these dinosaurs lived. And so this is what Scotland was like back then, much warmer, and these huge dinosaurs all over the land.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve Brusatti there speaking to five-year-old Gregor Wands. And if he doesn't become a paleontologist, I'm sure he can get a job as a reporter.